Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. This week, we revisit the Healthier Traditions Cookbook, which has been just published by the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, and it focuses on classic American recipes. Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here, oversaw this terrific cookbook. As you've noted, this is all about substitutions, making it possible for people to still enjoy the foods that they love and grew up with, but with a slight twist to them to make them a bit more healthy. I was throwing some at you before in a previous segment about some of our favorite food items. Let me throw one at you here because we're here in Baltimore, the crab cake.
I'll do a disclaimer. This isn't going to be a Fadley's wonderful crab cake. But for crab cakes, plain low-fat yogurt or high-protein Greek yogurt can serve as a substitute for the usual amount of mayonnaise to keep the crab cakes moist. For those not lucky enough to have access to fresh Maryland crab around the country, canned crab can be a reasonable and affordable option, and I acknowledge that's not ideal.
We're in that season of grilling a lot and hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. What do you do with cheeseburgers and some of these other things, even meatloaf, for instance? I know that you've covered that.
Yes. Using lean ground meat in meatloaf and shepherd's pie reduces the calorie intake. Our dietitian recommends swapping out beef for lower-calorie ground turkey or bison. You can increase the vitamin and nutrient value of your meal by adding a side of roasted or sautéed vegetables like Brussels sprouts or greens.
So it's about the fat content in the meat you choose. So,
yes, yeah. Very much in those dishes. Cheeseburgers and hamburgers can be made healthier as well to reduce the saturated fat in this classic. You can also switch out fattier ground beef for lean ground turkey or ground bison. Top off the burger with fresh tomato or caramelized onions to make it have lots of flavor without high sugar, high sodium ketchup. For additional value, bake a side of sweet potato fries that are high in vitamin A.
I noticed in the cookbook we often reference cauliflower. It's a great substitute, and it serves a number of purposes.
Yes, cauliflower, I've actually done this for a long time in my own home. Adding steamed and mashed cauliflower reduces calories and carbs while still creating a creamy and delicious alternative to mashed potatoes. Adding cauliflower to mac and cheese can also reduce calories and add vitamins. Cauliflower is an excellent source of vitamin C and a very good source of manganese. Cauliflower provides us with two more conventional antioxidants. It's an excellent source of vitamin K. Cauliflower provides us with many anti-inflammatory nutrients. And the best part is your kids probably won't notice.
All right. That's the real one. That's the question everybody's wondering. Does it taste different with all these substitutes? It can't possibly taste as good as
it does, because you can put a little butter in there. Yeah. And again, it's the texture that they're used
right.
to. So if it's mashed like potatoes, then the kids will go for it.
Well, we just have to try some of this and get our free cookbook. Again, it's free. It's available online at the Transamerica Center for Health Studies website. Go to transamericainstitute.org, click on the Health Center, and there you'll see the cookbook and get your free copy. Thanks, Hector, for those great nutritional tips. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.